This is David Hochberg, host of Raising the Bar Show, sponsored by Konasek and Dillon. I hope you enjoy a sample of the latest show.
If you went through a divorce and you're not happy with the results, we're going to be talking about what you should do when you're going in to talk to an attorney, that you have control, not the attorney, and don't let the attorney hijack your case, because we are 2 months away from the end of the year. And January 1st, the reason I bring this up is not only do bankruptcies pick up because everybody wants to start the year fresh financially, but divorces spike in January, believe it or not. Right, Amanda?
Yes, unfortunately, that's true. We do see a big increase in divorce filings in the beginning of the year.
What's your top three recommended things for people that are going to be going to a divorce attorney to do as they prepare themselves before they walk in the door to have a conversation with that man or that woman attorney on the other side of the table that they're going to talk to about representing them?
You are selecting someone to represent you in hopefully your only legal battle in life and probably your most important legal battle in life. And you need to put the effort and time into finding a lawyer who you have some sort of, for lack of a better word, chemistry with. This lawyer is taking responsibility for what you may get for the rest of your life. I think it's real important that you have that comfort level, and if you don't, that you look for somebody that you do have a comfort level with, and that can include changing lawyers if you currently have a lawyer that you're not comfortable with. The other thing I would recommend people do is know what you're doing, and what I mean by that is, what are you ultimately going to be asking either your spouse to agree to in the form of property division or a judge to decide how to divide it? And if you know what you're fighting over before the fight starts, I think you're way ahead of the game.
And probably save yourself a couple of grand.
More than that.
Thanks for listening. You could find the entire show on WGN.FM.